Neons are like a light bulb that has a filament, and the filament shows this glow. And you only see the electrical power when the filament resists it, and it creates the light. Electricity is invisible before it gets to the filament. It's invisible when it goes out of the filament, you know, what they call the circuit. I don't know much about electricity, so I'm winging it here. But the eons, I would compare to that glow in the light bulb. It's the thing you see. And the Bible is simply that little glow. The Bible is just dealing with the eonian times. Yeah, hard to believe, but it's true, so believe it. The Bible is only dealing with the eons. And you can't make this Bible to tell about the invisible electricity before the filament or the invisible electricity after the filament. You're getting that picture? When you learn to limit the scriptures, and that sounds blasphemous, but it's not. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of knowing about the eonian times and having fun with the eons. As soon as you know that, this is a whole new book, and you're not going to force things to say things they're not saying. I would like to have a coffee mug that says, "This just isn't my eon." That's one of the things I like to do to have fun with the eons. Just knowing about the eons is fun, because if you've listened to this show Monday, yesterday, and today, and you understand it, and you are reading a scripture that translates this word, shows up so many times, that translates it correctly, you're automatically ahead of pastors and teachers and doctors. Dr. James Kennedy, Dr. James Dobson, they're all idiots when it comes to this. They don't even know that God's working in a period of time. Can you believe it? They're trying to make things like punishment and death eternal, because they think that it is. They think that death is eternal, for God's sake, because they've mistranslated this simple word. And God pulled the curtain on this word when the Bible got translated into Latin by Jerome in the year whatever back there, way back, long time ago. When people were reading the Greek scriptures, they never made this mistake. But see, when it started to go into the Latin, that's when things got screwed up by divine inspiration. God did it on purpose so that those who would be show themselves approved would have opportunity to do so. Study to show yourself approved. When you do that, you will know about the eons, and you'll be smarter than Dr. James Kennedy and all those other preachers that don't know this. They study for 4 years, they spend thousands and thousands of dollars, and they don't get it. They come out thinking that punishment is eternal. That is the stupidest thing you could say. And they think that the New Testament writers are just straining to tell us that God is eternal, when only an idiot wouldn't know that already. And they don't realize that we're getting inside information that God is the eonian God as well. It says the saints rule forever and ever. That's not true. They rule for the eons of the eons. Rule comes to an end because Christ rules so well, he eliminates the need for it. I wish the trains would go away. Sometimes they make me crazy. I run into the bathroom with my hands over. Listen, it sounds like it's coming into my studio here, doesn't it? Sometimes I run into the bathroom with my hands over my ears. It really gets to you after a while. Oh, it's not getting to you. Oh, it's not getting to you. You're only hearing it now. How'd you like to hear that all day? All right? Yeah, you hear that all. You hear that about 12 times a day, and you'll find out something about what I go through here at Zender headquarters. I would run from them if I could. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the eons. I had to look at my list here for the week. I'm talking about the eons and how smart you are now because you know about it. What's today? All right, today's Wednesday. I need to stop talking for a little bit, but tomorrow I want to go into passages that show, that use the word eonian, the adjective form, and next to horrible words like punishment, judgment, things like that, to show you how screwed up you can get if you blink and make this mistake. Oh, yeah, I was telling you how God purposely, God purposely made this happen. He purposely got this stuff mistranslated. But he doesn't leave you bereft, does he? Because He gives you concordances. He gives you good versions. And if you want to know, you will know. And bang, you just saved about $50,000.